Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products Education Editor of the News. Today, we're sitting down with Harvey Yer. He's a product manager for the Industrial Automation Business Group of Delta Products Corporation. Harvey's going to discuss stacked bypass systems, the biggest trends in industrial automation, Delta's new headquarters, and more. Let's get to it. So, Harvey, can we start? Can you tell us a little bit about your role at Delta Products Corp?
I'm a product manager for Delta variable frequency drives and the active front end and active power filter power quality products. I'm responsible for existing and future Delta variable frequency drives and power quality products sold in North America to support Delta's business development goals. Mm-hmm. And this includes product lifecycle management of new product introductions and existing product changes. And I'm also responsible for marketing strategy, product launches, and product training for VFDs and power quality products.
Well, Harvey, one of the newest things at Delta is the company recently completed a new headquarters in Fremont, California. Why was it important for that building to meet LEED Platinum and net zero standards as well?
Well, Delta's mission statement is to provide clean and energy efficient solutions for a better tomorrow. So the goal is for every new Delta facility to meet as much of the green standards, the local green standards, as possible. And so the new Delta headquarters in Fremont, California, the goal was set to be a net zero facility in energy usage.
And how were Delta's own products incorporated into the construction of the building?
The building has a geothermal heating and cooling system. And this significantly reduced the building's energy by up to 60% compared to traditional HVAC systems. And with this 60% reduction, Delta was able to rely on their own solar photovoltaic power system. Mm-hmm. And this Delta photovoltaic power inverter produces 1,000 megawatt hours of electricity per year. The geothermal heating and cooling system uses a grind source heat pump connected to a field of pipes looped together, and these pipes are buried as much as 30 feet underground. These pipes cover an area of 5 football fields, and this heat is transferred to and from the grind to boost energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. that achieves a 60% reduction in energy consumption. This system includes over 92 miles of pipe circulating 12,000 gallons of water. So Delta's variable frequency drives are used in circulating the water through these pipes. Also, there's a Delta elevator power regeneration system, which uses electricity produced by motors to feed back to the building's electrical grid. And the system, the building also has Delta's electric vehicle charging stations for charging electric vehicles on site, and then it has a wireless outdoor LED lighting system, which are all Delta products.
Well, one other Delta product that was recently unveiled at the AHR Expo in January in Orlando was the NEMA 1 stacked bypass system. Can you tell us a little bit about what this product is and exactly what its application might be?
The NEMA 1 stacked bypass system is a Delta HVAC drive. It's a Delta CP2000 drive, which is a variable torque pump and fan drive, and it's mounted with a circuit breaker disconnect and a bypass contactor. The variable torque drive allows the end user to save energy by providing just the right amount of electricity to run a pump or pump for circulating water, mm-hmm. or a fan for circulating air in the building's HVA system. And the bypass contactor allows the building owner to provide continuous HVAC operation. In the unlikely event there's an issue with the drive, the stacked bypass unit can be used as an across-the-line motor starter. And this provides a continuous HVAC operation for the building owner and comfort for the building's occupants.
And now, Harvey, when Delta's creating a product like this, how much feedback and input is coming in from contractors?
There's a lot of input from contractors. Delta uses focus groups and marketing research to design its products. because we want to meet the needs of our customers. And the feedback from the mechanical and electrical contractors is very important because we want drives to be easy to install and easy to program and reliable in the application.
And a bit of a broad question here, but what do you think are some of the biggest trends you're seeing in industrial automation as it relates to HVAC?
The trends that we're seeing is that drives are being bundled together with switchgear, circuit breakers, and contactors on the front end, and with bundled with motors and mechanical couplings to pumps on the back end to deliver an integrated drive system. Also, variable frequency drives are being more and more run by SCADA control systems that can operate campus of buildings or an industrial process. Mm-hmm. The way these SCADA systems work is they have remote monitoring and control, and this provides a remote start, a remote stop, or remote speed control for the drives. You can get a 4 to 20 milliamp analog signal that can be sent to the drive to operate the drive at a desired speed. Encoders can be used for closed-loop vector control to provide precise feedback of the motor speed. Mm-hmm. The SCADA system can monitor the drive's voltage and current output as well as the temperature at the motor, and this provides protection for the motor in the event there's an issue with the HVA system.
Yeah, and talking about those trends, how is Delta staying at the forefront of the trends?
Innovation is a key focus for Delta. We're constantly improving our control software to improve the performance and efficiency of variable frequency drives. Mm-hmm. Delta just received an innovation award from a major manufacturer, and Delta Products has over 40 years of experience with power electronics and power conversion.
And so what other products and projects does Delta currently have in the works?
We're about to launch a new variable speed drive called the M300, a high-performance compact variable speed drive. And this will allow users to mount several drives side-by-side that will save space. The M300 will be from a half horsepower up to 20 horsepower at 230 volts and up to 30 horsepower at 480 volts. It'll have built-in communications from Modbus and CAN Open. It'll have the latest control firmware that Delta has to offer, and it'll be the most efficient drive solution for saving space and money. It'll also be one of the smallest compact drives on the market.
Now, Harvey, if people want to learn more about these products, learn more about Delta, where can they turn?
The best place to go would be our website, and that's www.delta-americas.com/IA.
All right, Harvey, we appreciate you taking the time to stop by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thank you very much for your time.
We certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation with Harvey and learned a bit more about stacked bypass systems, the biggest trends in industrial automation, Delta's new headquarters, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.